Moncrief on News Talk.
Thomas Gould is a TD from Cork, and so unsurprisingly, he's a Cork accent. But a recent speech he gave went viral in Jamaica, of all places, because people thought he sounded Jamaican. Good afternoon, Thomas.
Good afternoon,
Sean. When did you first hear about this?
Yeah, we heard about this a couple of weeks ago after I gave the speech. A few people commented, but it didn't really seem a big thing. Mm. But just in the last few days, it's after really taken off. And I've been contacted by people all over the world because it's been shared in Australia, in the States. And there was one lady contacted me from Jamaica. She's a Cork lady working over there. And she said the crack in work yesterday, and she was so proud because there was me in the door. I'd given a speech on a really serious topic.
Yeah.
And I know I have a very strong Cork accent. That's who I am, and I've never tried to change it. But yeah, it's after going on really well, especially for Irish people living abroad. They're kind of saying it's great to hear, I suppose, my voice, and this is the way I speak, this is who I am, and I'm passionate about what I do. And I know there are a lot of serious things out there today, but and I don't mean to dismiss any of those, but this is a positive story,
how
I can give a speech in the door and it can go around the world. And even for Jamaican people who might not know they have any ties to Ireland, they seem to love it. Like, I'm doing an interview later on today now with the Jamaican Observer.
Yeah,
at 6 o'clock this evening. So it's really, listen, it's a good news story. It's a bit of crack.
It is. Yeah. Do you think you sound Jamaican, or that Cork people in general sound Jamaican? I can't hear it.
Well,
I must say
it's probably the way I speak fast.
Hmm.
You know, probably faster than most people, and I have a tendency not to finish my sentences and go straight into another sentence. You know, so I think one person described me this morning on local radio that I've adopted a lot of slang, or I've taken a lot of shortcuts when I speak, but I always try to get to the point.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Dr. Ellen Howley is assistant professor at the School of English in DCU, and she's on the line. Afternoon, Ellen.
Hi, Sean, how are you?
Are Jamaicans justified in thinking that Cork people sound like them?
Well, I mean, there's certainly been a lot of chat online. I've seen all the comments as well, most of which are like extremely enjoyable. And there are certainly links between the accent, particularly from that kind of southwest Cork, Kerry part of Ireland, to many places in the Caribbean. And there's great documentaries from the 70s and 80s, particularly from Montserrat, which is an island that has a lot of links with Ireland, where people from Montserrat are speaking and they sound like they could be from Kerry. So I watch it and, you know, to me, it sounds like someone from Kerry, but people commenting under, you know, this is how everyone in Montserrat speaks, or other parts of the Caribbean. So it's happened the other way too, but we didn't have social media in the 70s and 80s, unfortunately, for it to go quite as viral.
Yeah, there's many. I think it's Newfoundland is a community of people who sound like exactly like they're from Waterford. Because Waterford people went there.
Yes, absolutely. There's parts, kind of across the Americas, I think, where you can certainly pick up different Irish accents.
Yeah, and what are the links between Ireland then and Jamaica?
Yeah, so I suppose a lot of Irish people went to Jamaica in the 17th and 18th century. Some were going as what was known as indentured servants, so they would have been maybe sent there because they committed crimes and they had to kind of complete a period of servitude. So in that role, they would have been mixing with enslaved African people. So the language can be influenced that way. There were also then Irish slave owners. So when you hear people in Jamaica or Barbados in particular, or Montserrat, with names, second names like Lynch or Doyle or Daly, that could be because of a legacy of, you know, their ancestors having been owned by Irish enslavers. So there's a kind of, you know, there is a, I suppose, a dark part of the history as well. And it is certainly worth mentioning that alongside all the kind of fun that is happening online.
Yeah. But do accents travel and kind of remain pretty much intact when they arrive in a new place? Because you think there might be a bit of cross-pollination. There's, you know, they take a bit of Cork and a bit of Jamaican or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. No. And I think that's there. And I think even watching Thomas's speech there, I think it's also the kind of inflection that people seem to be picking up, and the kind of turn of phrase that you'll often hear you know, people from Ireland or people from Cork or Kerry kind of replicating, that is also transmitted there. And I think that particular case of Newfoundland is because there was a strong group from Waterford that went at a certain time period, and they sort of just preserve the accent among themselves. And there's probably some slippages as mixing happens, as it will do. But yeah, accents can be kind of quite strongly preserved. It's really interesting to see. And I think great, you know, I think the more accents, the better. It makes life very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it often strikes me that a Cork accent, Kerry accents too, and a Jamaican accent, what they'd have in common is that they're kind of musical.
Yes.
You know.
Sorry,
no,
Ellen.
Go ahead.
No, Ellen, I think it's right. It kind of flows off the tongue. Like, I have to be honest, I get a good bit of slagging up here. If I have to be fair, the Dublin TDs, especially Mary Lou Lou, Paul Donnelly, people like that, and there'd be great banter around the Dáil, because when I give my speeches, a lot of time I'm very passionate, and I get caught up in the moment, and maybe that's the tie-in. And I know there's a darker side that about the history of it. The one good thing about this is people are now looking into the history of Irish people going to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Younger people are starting to have an interest, and that's all good, you know. And like, for me, it's a bit surreal that I give a speech in the Dáil and it goes around the world, you know. Just, I'm just an ordinary guy, a TD from Cork. But it just shows you the power of social media and how things can catch on fire.
Isn't it? Yeah. And you can't get away from history as well. None of us can. Ellen, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Ellen Howley from DCU. My brother lives in Kingston, says Mick. And the origin of the Jamaican accent comes from Munster, as the original slaves came from Munster, primarily Cork. Anne says, I lived in London for 26 years. In public transport, I regularly heard Irish accents that actually turned out to be West Indian. People from Cork definitely don't sound like Jamaicans. They definitely sound like Welsh people. There was an eccentric, erudite teacher in my secondary school with a strong Cork accent. We would always try to get him to talk about Wales by asking questions about Wales, which would give us a great laugh. That's gas. No, I'll just say that. Now, I'm going to read this out to you, Thomas, and I don't want you to get insulted. Okay, so I'm bracing yourself that somebody texts in to say, what are they on about? That man sounds like he's from Kerry.
Well, I don't mind being called Jamaican, but I certainly don't want to be called from being Kerry.
Jamal, thanks very much for coming into us. That was Thomas Gould there, Sinn Féin TD for Cork North Central.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.